Good afternoon, you're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny and this is the Midday News. Today is a big day for Paris. Except in the event of a huge surprise, the capital will organize the Olympic Games in 2024. The official announcement will be made tonight, just after 8 o'clock, live from Lima in Peru. The day will be long for the French delegation as they will present their case one last time. A final oral exam without great suspense but with a little pressure from the mayor of Paris, Anne Hidalgo, who is presumably only a few hours from relief. Also in sports, soccer is scheduled this evening with the first day of the Champions League. After the performance of the PSG yesterday, who won 5-0 against the Celtic Glasgow, Monaco will be in Leipzig, kickoff at 8:45. Truck drivers are called to strike on September 25th. The movement was launched by the CGT and Force Ouvrière to denounce the reform of the labor code. There may be blockades. Yesterday, a first day of mobilization gathered somewhere between 200,000 and 400,000 people throughout France. And today is Emmanuel Macron's second day in the West Indies. After Saint-Martin yesterday, the head of state is expected today in Saint-Barthélemy, also devastated by Hurricane Irma. There will be no decline in APL without a decline as well in rents. The government repeated this morning after the announcement yesterday of a drop in housing subsidies of 60 euros per month. Edouard Philippe confirmed this morning that this decrease will be accompanied by an equivalent decrease in rents, so there will be no impact for beneficiaries of the APL, according to the Prime Minister. And 80% of the French will no longer have to pay it within 3 years. The Minister of Public Accounts, Gérald Darmanin, clarified the exemption ceilings for the housing tax: 27,000 euros for a single person, 43,000 euros for a couple without children. Finally, an alert has been issued for strong rains and possible flooding in the east of France. 8 departments are under orange vigilance starting tonight: La Seine-et-Marne, La Marne, l'Aube, La Haute-Marne, La Meuse, La Moselle, La Meurthe-et-Moselle, and the Bas-Rhin. The equivalent of a month of rain is expected in less than 24 hours, according to Météo France. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves Radio.